Nevermore.
My father's last request was that I bring him a book. We had not been close, or even very much in communication, since the day my mother left him. Over the years, the many years, my anger with him had not abated. But in his final days, I decided to offer him at least an occasion for atonement, despite the fact that he'd never given any indication that he had anything for which he felt the need to atone. At times, I'd even felt my presence in his hospital room reduced to that of a Shabbos goy, performing servile tasks like turning on a light or adjusting the volume on the television that hung opposite his bed. "I'm a rabbi," I reminded him sternly one afternoon when my lowly status in his eyes became particularly irksome. "So was I," my father said. "Almost." "Almost? I don't think so." For although he'd been a rabbinical student in his youth, he'd later chosen Columbia over yeshiva. And from there gone on to the life of a liberal arts professor, complete with pipe, tweed jacket, and, as I've been told, an occasional mention in scholarly magazines. "Poe," he said one Friday afternoon, when the sun was setting and I was hurrying to leave. "Poe?" I asked. "The poems," my father said. "There's a volume of them somewhere around the house." He'd been in the hospital for several days by then, suffering from the usual infirmities of old age, though this time with the added problem of pneumonia. His breathing was labored, and he seemed generally exhausted, not at all the vibrant man who daily escorted me into his study, whipped a book from the shelf, and taught me the classics and ancient history. "Bring it on Monday," he added with a tired wave of his hand. I recalled my father as a quick discarder of old books, always on the lookout for the latest edition. So when I got around to the latest humble task he'd asked of me, I found it surprising that his Poe was an old volume with yellowed, crumbling pages. A book that had the present look of my father, once sturdy and tightly bound, but now tattered beyond repair. It had been nearly 50 years since I'd entered my father's study, but I found the